Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of reality check with your favorite digital detox guru, Jake Carter, here to keep it real about our relationship with technology and, you guessed it, our mental well-being. Now, put down your phones for a second, unless you're listening to this podcast on one. Which is totally fine, but try not to get distracted by those endless notifications. Ever feel like your phone's got its own life? Like it pulls you in with its magnetic charm, even when you know deep down it's not doing you any favors? We've all been there, right? But here's the thing, technology isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool, but like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. Today, we're diving into how this digital world impacts our mental health journey. First things first, let's talk about comparison. Social media, with its curated feeds and perfectly filtered lives, often makes us feel inadequate, right? It's like a constant competition we're not even signed up for. Remember, what you see online is rarely the whole story. People tend to showcase their best moments, leaving out the struggles, the doubts, and the everyday messy bits that make us human. So, don't let those highlight reels mess with your self-worth. Second, let's address the elephant in the room, FOMO, or fear of missing out. It's that nagging feeling that you're missing out on something amazing because everyone else seems to be having a blast online. But newsflash, being constantly connected doesn't guarantee happiness. Sometimes, disconnecting and savoring real-life experiences is far more fulfilling. Third, constant stimulation can overload our brains. Think about it, notifications buzzing, emails pinging, messages popping up, it's like a mental firehose. This constant influx of information can lead to stress, anxiety, and difficulty focusing. Give your brain a break, folks. Schedule some digital detox time, engage in activities that calm your mind, and reconnect with the stillness within. Fourth, let's not forget about sleep. The blue light emitted from our screens can interfere with our natural sleep cycle, leaving us feeling tired and sluggish. Aim to put your devices away at least an hour before bedtime. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, read a book, or take a warm bath, anything that helps you unwind and prepare for a restful night's sleep. Finally, remember the power of human connection. While technology can help us stay connected virtually, nothing beats face-to-face interaction. Make an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and nurture those real-life relationships that truly matter. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this, Sarah, a young woman juggling work, school, and social life. She's constantly glued to her phone, checking notifications, scrolling through feeds, feeling the pressure to keep up with everyone else. It's all starting to take its toll on her sleep, her mood, and even her relationships. Sarah starts feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and disconnected from herself and the people around her. Sound familiar? This is a common scenario in our hyper-connected world. But here's the thing, Sarah can choose to break free. She can set boundaries with technology, prioritize real-life connections, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. Remember folks, technology is just a tool. It's up to us to decide how we use it. We have the power to reclaim our time, focus on what truly matters, and cultivate a healthier relationship with both technology and ourselves. Take control of your digital detox journey. Set those boundaries, engage in real-life experiences, and prioritize your well-being. Trust me, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the role of technology in your mental health journey. Remember, you're not alone on this path. Take a deep breath, unplug when you need to, and embrace the power of mindful living. Ready to take action? Share your thoughts on this episode with me. Use hashtag social media detox recovery to join the conversation. Let's keep it real, folks. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters, yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.